wholesale pricing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you joining us each and every week at this time. This week, we're doing something special. We're bringing you coverage of the recently concluded press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and right now we're going to talk about some big news from Kia, and we have two folks joining us right now to tell us all about it. It's my pleasure to welcome first Orth Hedrick, who is the Director of Product Planning. Orth, welcome to our show. How you doing?
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here.
And also joining us is the Manager of Product Planning for Kia Motors, Ralph Choa. Ralph, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us here.
So, big news here at the show. Number one, you guys have unveiled a hybrid variant of the Kia Optima. Tell us a little bit about the vehicle, Ralph. You are the product planner, so this vehicle no doubt has been in the works for a while. Tell us a little bit about this all-new offering.
Definitely. It's been for a while, and this is our first hybrid application at Kia vehicle. And what we're really proud of is in terms of the hybrid technology that we've incorporated in this vehicle is a parallel hybrid system. So meaning that either the engine or the electric motor can drive the vehicle. And what's also good about this is that we're using a 6-speed automatic transmission, unlike the competitors who are actually using a CVT. So that gives you more of a real-world feel when you're driving this car. Initially, this hybrid incorporates the lithium polymer battery, which is a state-of-art material. Competitors actually currently right now just using nickel metal hydride. So the difference with this is that you've got less weight, smaller volume, greater energy density, so it makes for a smaller package size. So that means you can still retain some of the roominess that you expect in a midsize sedan. And another thing that we like about this car is that with the hybrid, it's going to deliver class-leading, what we expect, highway fuel economy of 40 mpg. Some of the studies that we've come across is that, interestingly, consumers actually spend most of their time driving a freeway, and so naturally this would be a benefit to them.
Absolutely, and as you pointed out, that 6-speed automatic transmission is definitely going to make lots of folks at home going into a hybrid vehicle, because from time to time I get emails from folks who are transitioning from a traditional vehicle to a hybrid vehicle, and they don't like that kind of elastic band feel of a CVT.
Absolutely. You know, we had a consumer study last year, and then what we did is we did a blind test. We compared the Optima Hybrid versus competitor's hybrid system, and we asked them basically which one did they like, and on this test, they preferred the Optima Hybrid because it was the smoothest in terms of operation. So having that on my transmission definitely helps, and also the system of what we're using with parallel system.
Orth, this is the first hybrid from Kia. You've chosen the LA show to unveil it. It kind of makes sense.
It totally makes sense, and the timing is perfect in and of the fact that we're now introducing the Optima. It's been completely redone. This is our the next generation of our Optima, and it joins the other two variants, which is a regular aspirated four-cylinder, and in addition, a turbo four-cylinder. So big news for us is stunning-looking design in OV6.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the design of this all-new Kia Optima. You guys have won a lot of accolades from the media about its design. For those of our listeners who haven't had a chance to check it out, either in person or online, how would you describe the overall design look of the vehicle, Ralph?
I would say that this design actually incorporates the Kia design language, which is basically an advanced design that actually gets noticed, but at the same time, it's very clean, it's very simple in design without being going too much overbroad. And you've seen this not only for, let's say, the Optima, but this whole thing started earlier with the Soul, so we just continue to refine that design language. And from the consumer reports, the media, as you mentioned, people are definitely loving what we're doing with the styling.
And that seems to be a trend in the marketplace, or if global vehicles, more and more manufacturers are producing vehicles that are going to be sold all over the world, and it's both a good thing and I would imagine also a challenging thing as well.
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of key trends that are driving it. Number one are the cost of doing business and developing a new car with regulations and emissions. It's really you're looking to maximize the amount of volume that you can spread those costs over. And looking at a global perspective, you get that volume that you need to reduce your costs. That's the first one. The second one is really the world is kind of shrinking with the fact that there's internet and, you know, everybody's traveling all the time. A lot of the trends that used to really separate a lot of the cultures are kind of moving closer together. Of course, we still have big spaces here in America, so it's completely different from Europe. But from a taste perspective, you know, starting to see a lot more trends coming from Europe and being implemented here in the U.S. in a much tighter time frame than you did in the past. So it's accelerating.
Another thing that seems to be accelerating is the number of Kias that I'm seeing out on the highways and byways of America.
We're absolutely on a roll. We've just had our third best quarter ever. Our overall share is up, I believe, about 48%. So it's record sales for us. And we have yet to introduce our new D-platform car, the Optima, which is going into the second largest segment in the U.S. So next year is going to be a fantastic year for us. And all we have our brand new plant down in Georgia, which is building our Sorento, our best-selling crossover right now, and it's doing phenomenally well.
That's great news. Another thing that I applaud you guys in doing is providing lots of standard equipment and lots of available equipment at a price point that we haven't seen in the past. I mean, you guys are really leading the charge in that area.
Absolutely. It's been part of our DNA from the very beginning. One of our core attributes is to provide fantastic value. And now we're just adding compelling design on top of that and state-of-the-art technology. And I think we'll always keep focused on the fact that we have to deliver value in a very real and relevant sense from a design standpoint, but also purchase price. And the Optima has a great story. It starts under $19,000 and well-equipped or normally aspirated is, you know, $23,000 range for our lead model. And the Turbo is around $25,000. So it's a fantastic, fantastic story with all the equipment that goes with it.
And certainly you guys have made a lot of news and headlines with your innovative advertising campaigns as well, including the campaign for the Soul, which just doesn't seem to ever end.
We have a huge fan base now. We have groups that are following us. They get together, and we actually now have a line of clothes that we call Hamstar, which follow the characters, and I believe I've heard a couple of them actually have a Facebook page. It's been a huge hit.
Excellent. Ralph, when will we see the Optima Hybrid available for sale here in the United States?
You'll see that in the first quarter of next year.
Excellent. And what's the horsepower and torque ratings of the vehicle?
The horsepower rating on the vehicle is actually going to be 206 horsepower. That's a combination of both the engine and also for the electric motor.
Wow, that's very impressive. Another thing very impressive, I haven't seen it myself, but I understand, Orth, you guys introduced another concept vehicle here at the show. Just tell us briefly about that.
That's right. It's called the Kia Pop, and it comes to us via the Paris show where it made its debut, global debut. It's a design exercise that also had very close collaboration with engineering, mainly for the European market. The main point of the concept is what would the future look like for urban transport on an all-electric type vehicle. And it's small, it seats three people, and it's powered 100% electric. A lot of inspiration outside of automotive, and one of the big design cues, of course, is the oblong window on the side of it, which took its inspiration from a helicopter. So it gives you great view, and it has a very visual signature, and some of the surfaces, if you look on it online or for some of the listeners who aren't going to be here in L.A., they can look at it online. It has a very kind of futuristic chrome exterior. So huge hit in Europe, obviously, because of the smaller cities and tight urban spaces. And for us, we just thought it'd be a great story, maybe a little exploratory, see what kind of reaction we get with the show here with the Kia Pop.
Excellent. Orth Hedrick, the Director of Product Planning, thank you so much for your time here in Los Angeles.
Bob, really appreciate having us on.
And also, thanks to Ralph Choa, the Manager of Product Planning. Thank you for telling us all about the Optima Hybrid, and enjoy your rest of the L.A. Auto Show as well.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you again for having us here.
We'll take a time out, and then more of our L.A. show coverage will continue.
California. Hey, going to be in the Detroit area on November 26th? Well, listen up.
One of classic rock's most famous sax legends is coming home for Thanksgiving. And he's bringing some very famous friends with him. Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars Thanksgiving Celebration, rocking at the Fillmore Friday night, November 26th. I'm the Doc Doug Podell from 94.7 WCSX, and I'll be your host for an awesome star-studded night of classic rock from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet sax man, Alto Reed, and Alto special guest featuring Detroit's own master of rock, Mitch Ryder, plus Spencer Davis, Howling Diablos, Martha Reeves, and more. Tickets start at $10 in advance. On sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Goodwill Industries. This will be an unforgettable Motor City Music Thanksgiving celebration with Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars and Friends. Friday night, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore Detroit. Presented by TGIF Entertainment Group, Live Nation, and Detroit's own WCSX.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, alongside John Schwegman, who is the Vice President of Marketing for Buick. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me here today.
Well, this is exciting news for Buick here at the show. You guys are showing off a high-performance variant of the Regal. This is the GS model, and it's just chock-full of goodies.
Yes, yeah, we're going to be pulling the cloak off the GS, and it's taking the performance level up another notch or two from the Buick Regal, which we just launched earlier this year. So we're real excited about it. We have the Turbo, which hits dealerships here later this month, and we have a 6-speed manual transmission, the first time we've had a 6-speed in Buick in about 20 years. So, and then in quarter three of next year, the Regal GS will come out, which will be kind of our performance icon within the brand.
Let's talk about the GS-only engine. This is a high-output variant of the EcoTec 2-liter turbo engine, putting out an amazing amount of horsepower and torque considering the size of this engine.
We're getting everything we can out of this four-cylinder engine. It's 255 horsepower, and what's probably even more impressive is the 295 foot-pounds of torque. And I had the chance to drive it yesterday at our proving grounds and took a couple laps with our chief engineer on the powertrain side and put it through its paces. And I tell you what, as fun as the turbo is, the Regal GS takes it up several notches. So it did amazingly well and was cornering pretty sharp turns at 90 miles an hour. And with the interactive drive control it and the hyper strut suspension, it just held to the ground and was a real fun vehicle to drive. And I think what catches folks' attention right away is the design on the vehicle. So when folks come by and see it in the show, it's going to turn heads. And then when they get behind the wheel, back half of next year, it's going to be real exciting.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the look of the vehicle. You guys have done just a wonderful job with the overall design signature of the new Regal, but this GS model is really taking it to an even higher level with a lot of performance cues both inside and out. Tell us about that, John.
Well, to be a true premium full-line player, you have to play in the performance space, and the Regal GS will be that entry for us, and we've taken the look of the vehicle and we've gone with some unique front and rear fascias that give it a really aggressive, sporty feel. 19-inch alloy wheels, dual exhaust in the back. When you get in the interior, we have performance seats. We have a specific racing wheel, as well as unique metal pedals and interactive drive control. So it really is Brembo brakes as well. So all the performance characteristics you expect in a vehicle, you may not expect in a Buick, though. So we're real excited to bring this out to market.
Yeah, the first time I can remember ever having Brembo brakes available on a Buick. And also, tell us more about the interactive drive control system. You had an opportunity to play around with it yesterday. Explain to our listeners what it's all about.
Yeah, the system itself has three settings, kind of a normal mode for kind of everyday driving. Touring, if you happen to hit kind of rougher roads and you don't feel like getting bumped around and you want a smoother ride, you can put it on a tour. Or the GS mode, and that's, you know, it actually lowers the vehicle and really tightens it up. So the handling around corners, you know, the body has little to no roll, and it just grabs the road. I could describe it, but, Bob, you have to drive this vehicle. It was amazing.
That's great. So you can change both the suspension as well as the steering effort, John, with that system?
Yes, you can. Yes, it's very interactive, and it takes a lot of the driver inputs in terms of how you're driving, how you're cornering, how you're throttling, braking, and takes all that in and actually adjusts to the driver's setting.
Wow, so the vehicle is actually monitoring the driver's kind of behavior and then adapting as the vehicle's in motion?
Absolutely. It's very interactive, and that's part of the name, you know, interactive drive control. It does read kind of the driver's personal driving style and takes that into account in terms of making the adjustments on how the vehicle handles.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about the type of buyers that you're aiming this vehicle at. I would imagine you're expecting to bring in some new conquest buyers into the Buick brand, perhaps people that have never considered buying a Buick before.
Yeah, we're real encouraged with where the brand's gone even this year. If we look at kind of our sales, we've moved, if you look across the luxury brands, Buick has moved into fourth place in terms of volume within the luxury brands, currently outselling Infiniti, Acura, Lincoln, Mercury.
Wow.
And that's even before the Regal is fully out there. And we just announced that the Verano compact sedan will be coming out at the tail end of next year. So we're really growing the portfolio, but we've gotten a lot of traction here, which is great. And the customers that are coming in, we're getting a conquest rate of 42%.
Wow, that's very high.
Historically, that's been about 25% for Buick. So our dealers are sending us notes every day that we're getting customers that we've never seen come in and cross shop our Buicks, and they're excited about the product. So we're real encouraged by some of that information and the progress we've had on the brand so far this year.
John, I noticed this vehicle not only has a high-performance powertrain and suspension, but it's also got a high-performance stereo as well. You guys are doing some magic there. Tell us about that.
Well, the stereo system, you know, you can't have a great performance vehicle and go cheap on the stereo. So the stereo itself is a great system, Harman Kardon stereo with a 10-speaker system. So when you're in the vehicle and you want to dial it up on the sound system, you'll have that capability here on the Buick Regal GS.
So tell us exactly when that the Buick Regal GS production model will be available for consumers to take delivery of. How far off is it?
And not too far. It's a 2012 model year, so you're looking at the back half of next year, probably mid to late third quarter of next year. So you're probably about 8 or 9 months away.
Let's talk a little bit more about Buick, the brand. As the vice president of marketing, as you pointed out, you've made some real significant gains in a short period of time. Looking a little bit further down the road, where do you hope to see Buick in, let's say, 2 years, 5 years? Where do you see the brand expanding?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at where we started the year really just playing in two segments, large sedan and mid-crossover with the Enclave. And the Enclave, even though it's going on its fourth year, for many people is a brand-new vehicle because they're just taking notice of it, but it's got really great momentum. But those two segments only comprise 14% of the industry. So Buick started the calendar year only competing in 14% of the industry. And now we're entering the mid-sedan segment, which is the second largest with the Buick Regal. Next year, as we mentioned, the Verano comes in the compact sedan. That's the largest segment in the industry. So we're taking Buick from what many saw as kind of a niche brand with just a couple entries to a full-line premium brand with just within a few years. So we'll be playing in the mid-sedan space, the compact sedan space with the Buick Regal and the Buick Verano. And we talked about a small crossover as well. So mm-hmm. You know, the crossover space is obviously growing and continues to be popular. So we're looking at different opportunities to grow the brand and have a full-line premium brand with Buick. As we've moved to kind of a core brand strategy within General Motors, we need Buick to play a lot stronger, and we're seeing the traction here today, and as we roll out a lot of the product here going forward, we think it's going to play even harder.
Great words. John Schwegman is Vice President of Marketing for Buick. Thank you so much, John, for telling us all about the hot new 2012 Buick Regal GS production model, as well as the future of the Buick brand. Enjoy the rest of your time here in the City of Angels.
Great. Thanks for having me, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of our coverage around the bend.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Driving down the automotive information superhighway. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and right now we're going to talk about the latest with Tesla. And joining us on the program is Ricardo Reyes, who is Tesla's Vice President of Communication. Ricardo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today, Bob.
Well, some really interesting news here. You were chatting with me offline about... you've just arrived from Tokyo, and you've opened a store there. Let's begin there. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. It's our first store in Asia, so we're super excited about that. And we just released Roadster 2.5 in Tokyo, delivered actually the first 2.5 to Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda. So really good times for us out there.
Excellent. What was the initial reaction there and the build-up, the anticipation of the Tesla store opening in Tokyo?
We've got we had a great opening in Japan. Japan is a great market for Tesla. It's an area and it's a culture that loves technology, obviously deeply automotive, and we have great partnerships with Toyota, with Panasonic, Yokohama. We've always had great partnerships with them. So even though we are a U.S. company, there's a lot of Japanese attributes to what we do. So it was almost like a long overdue homecoming for us.
That's great. Let's talk about some interesting news here being made at the Los Angeles show, and that is a collaboration with the folks at Toyota. Speaking of Toyota, the RAV4 is going to be offered in concept form here, an EV version, and I understand that Tesla has played a significant role in the development of that vehicle. Tell us more.
It's a partnership that we have with Toyota. Toyota's an investor of ours, but also a partner. We take on, I would say it's fair to characterize it as a supplier role. We're supplying the battery and the powertrain for their EV vehicle, which will be introduced hopefully in 2012.
That's great. So that's really exciting to see your technology being spread across to different partners.
We couldn't be more excited about it. The idea behind Tesla is that we want to get more and more people driving electric vehicles. It's different. It's a kind of a different approach in that most automakers want to sell as many cars as possible. What we want to do is get as many people driving electric cars as possible. Some of those cars will be Tesla branded. Some of those won't be Tesla branded. So we have a great partnership with Toyota, also with Daimler, and ultimately what we want to see is more electric cars on the road. And if we can help bigger, more traditional automakers do that, make that possible, we're happy to do that.
Ricardo, tell us a little bit about the sales of the Roadster. It, of course, shares some of its shell with the Lotus Elise, but it has a very unique packaging of its powertrain. Tell us a little bit about the beginnings of the Tesla company and the Roadster.
Absolutely. Well, about 7 years ago, a group of engineers in Silicon Valley decided that there was a way to make, we had the technology was available for us to make electric cars a reality, and not just make them a reality from a traditional kind of economical car point of view, but taking all the attributes, the best attributes of an electric powertrain, and using those to make a desirable, exciting car. So we started with the Roadster. As you said, we started with the chassis built for us out at the Lotus plant. But beyond that, it kind of takes on a mind of its own, the car does. We only share about 7% parts overlap with the Lotus Elise. We started with carbon fiber, obviously the electric powertrain. The interior is designed by our in-house head of design, Franz von Holzhausen. So it does 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. So it is a different type of automobile completely when you get in it. And what we try to do is take more of a technology or Silicon Valley approach to it, which is we didn't set out to build a $109,000 sports car. Ultimately, we did set out to do that initially, but that's our proof point. That's our trailblazing car. We're going to use everything we learn from the Roadster to build more affordable cars for the masses. Now, the Roadster is doing extremely well. We have over almost 1,500 on the road now. We're in over 30 countries. It's selling extremely well. And everything we're learning from the Roadster and the miles driven, we have over 7 million electric miles driven now, we're putting into the Model S and into projects like the RAV4.
Before we talk about the Model S, let's talk a little bit more about the performance of the Roadster. Number one of the advantages of electric technology is the fact that it has instant torque, and Americans love torque, so that's the reason why this vehicle really scoots to 60 quite swiftly.
It is a Roadster in the traditional sense of the word. It is an incredibly fast car. I mean, if we were to play a little quiz and I were to tell you I've got a car, you know, sitting out back that's handmade, all carbon fiber, does 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds, and then I were to ask you, A, where do you think it's made, and B, how much do you think it costs?
Yeah.
I think your answer wouldn't be America, and it wouldn't be $109,000. So that was the idea, is to have an electric car that would be compared to the best supercars in the world. And that's what we want to do with all our cars. And the Roadster has proven that, as you say, you can have a car with incredible pickup, and when you really have to feel the acceleration to understand what it is to get to hit 60 miles per hour in 3.7 seconds.
For those of our listeners who haven't seen some of the early renderings of the Model S, how would you describe the car stylistically?
Well, it's interesting. The Model S, you can look at an early model of the Model S and see where the car is going. Oftentimes, what car companies will do is put out a prototype or some kind of a dream vehicle that, when it sees the light of day, is very, very different from the way it was imagined. If you look at the first time that we unveiled the Model S and you look at our final design, it looks very, very similar. Now, with an electric automobile that's built from the ground up as an electric car, such as the Model S, you really have a lot of flexibility in designing the car. There is no need for a huge front hood area where a traditional engine would go, because there is no engine. The battery pack will sit along the floorboard. The motor sits between the two rear wheels, so that everything above that becomes kind of opportunity to design. So we decided to go with a very, very beautiful car that, however, still looks like what a traditional sedan would look like. But then keep in mind, we don't have the limiting forces of the exhaust system or the engine that we'll design this at.
Certainly, the Model S is going to be a different market for the Tesla brand. As you mentioned, the Roadster is kind of a halo car, and bringing that technology down into a more traditional vehicle is sometimes a challenge, but I'm sure you've learned a lot of lessons with the Roadster, and you're going to be able to kind of incorporate that into the Model S.
Absolutely. I think this is the first time I've heard the Model S described as a more traditional vehicle. So thanks for that. Yes and no. I mean, the powertrain, all the great attributes of the electric powertrain will be retained for the Model S.
Mm-hmm.
What we're hoping to do with the Model S is increase the range tremendously. And also keep in mind, the Model S, as we talked about before, does have as its origin a traditional car architecture, where we put an electric powertrain in it and built a whole new car. The Model S will be built from the ground up as an electric vehicle. That gives you tremendous amounts of opportunity to do something completely different, completely new, and really surprise people who are used to driving the old gas guzzlers.
Excellent. Remind our listeners of the proper web destination for all things Tesla.
www.teslamotors.com.
Well, excellent. Ricardo Reyes, thank you so much for telling us all about the Model S, as well as updates to the Roadster and the new collaboration with Toyota on the RAV4, and being part of our broadcast here from the L.A. International Auto Show.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
My name is Bob Long. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and then we'll be back with lots more from L.A.
This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you are saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicle. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrid, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back to our special broadcast as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Greg Clark, who is the manager of AMG products for Mercedes-Benz. Hey there, Greg. Great to meet you live and in person. We've done a couple of phone interviews, but it's always a pleasure to chat with you about all things AMG.
It's nice to be here and actually finally meet you, Bob.
Well, let's talk about the big story here in the City of Angels is the debut of the CLS AMG variant. And, this vehicle I have not seen in person, but I've seen the pictures, and it's a drop-dead gorgeous vehicle, and you've injected a whole lot of AMG into it. Tell our listeners a little bit about the AMG variant of the CLS.
Happy to. As you said, drop-dead gorgeous, and that's something which it was actually quite difficult for us to do considering the car that it was replacing. I mean, the car CLS, the previous generation, launched back in 2004, really, we established the four-door coupe segment,
and it was
such an unexpected vehicle from Mercedes-Benz, and the AMG variant of that car was very popular, and we hope that this car is going to be equally as popular. Different design theme, evolutionary, still very attractive in its own right.
Tell us about the power plant that resides under the hood of that CLS AMG.
Something that we're very proud of. Our new 5.5-liter V8 biturbo motor, it's paradoxical in a way. We have increased the horsepower, increased the torque, increased the overall performance, reduced fuel consumption by up to 33%, which is a big, big achievement for us, and it's part of our road to 2015. We call it efficient performance, and it's something that is one of the core and central tenets of AMG, not only to deliver thrilling performance, but to do that in an environmentally and a socially responsible way.
Amazing. That's incredible that you were able to pull off those feats. Tell us about the horsepower and torque numbers on this particular vehicle.
Ranging, I'll quote two numbers here, because in standard form the car develops 518 horsepower and 516 pound-feet of torque. With the optional P30 performance package, those numbers go up to 550 horsepower and 590 pound-feet of torque, which is, if you put it in relative terms, it's about 43% more torque than the engine that it replaces. And as we all know, torque is king.
Absolutely. Americans love 0 to 60 times, and I myself love a little blast from the stop sign or the stoplight every now and then, and so AMG always delivers on that front. And also, in recent times, AMG has also evolved to be even more of a total package. I know years ago, folks criticized AMG products for being more of a straight-line vehicle, but that's not true anymore. I mean, all the recently introduced vehicles are just wonderful handling cars. Tell us about the suspension upgrades and the braking upgrades on this CLS rendition.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. They are designed holistically, or with holistic performance in mind. It's not just a big or impressive engine put into a Mercedes-Benz chassis. If you take the suspension, for example, we use a really interesting hybrid setup in this car, where we use the steel springs at the front and an electro-pneumatic system at the rear.
Wow.
So steel springs at the front allow the car to be as responsive as possible in terms of turning. There's no substitute for a good steel spring setup. The rear, with that low-leveling pneumatic suspension, really does make sure that the car is very, very refined at the same time. Braking, four-disc perforated ventilated disc all around, 14.2 inches. Compound rotors up at the front. The car brakes actually more quickly than it accelerates.
That's a good thing when you're packing that kind of power.
Yes, exactly. Power is nothing without control, I think, is the phrase.
Very interesting wheel designs, a little bit different from what I've seen from AMG on this CLS.
It's, again, evolutionary. We have our own style. It's a very attractive wheel. We have a couple of different options for the CLS 63 just to be able to provide our customers the kind of choice that they might find with other manufacturers. We find that the wheels are very complementary to the design of the car, which is very angular, very masculine design, if I might say. But it works very well. The coefficient of drag has gone down significantly, up to about 13 to 15% better. And that's one of the things that helps us with great fuel efficiency. Now, we are down to the figure that we just quoted in our press conference here is a maximum of 24 miles per gallon, which, from a car producing 550 horsepower, is, if I do say so myself, even though I'm outrageously biased, it's remarkable.
It is remarkable. No argument here. Let's take our listeners inside the CLS AMG. Always, you guys do a wonderful job of integrating some additional sporting touches to the interior of the vehicle, and I'm curious to find out what you've done with the CLS.
Yeah, again, in the same vein of creating a holistic package, I mean, one of the first things that's most important, the things that's most important about the car is the seats. It's one of the things that, although you don't look at, of course, because you're sitting in them, they're things that you feel the entire time. Very supportive, fully adjustable, pneumatic, what we call drive dynamic seats that react to either the or inflate either the left or right seat bolster depending on the lateral G load of the car. Sounds a little bit technical, but really is very effective when you're on spirited drives, because that reduces the fatigue load on the driver. Otherwise, throughout, steering wheel, chunky, very, very sporty. Instrument clusters, completely unique for AMG. Carbon fiber on the interior trim that we have here on the car that's on the stand here. And the car the interior is as refined and, not a dirty word, it's as luxurious as you'd expect a Mercedes-Benz to be.
Excellent. While I've got you, I can't help but ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about the great success of the first AMG engineered product, the CLS AMG. It's been a great success from what I can see. I was up at Monterey during Pebble Beach Week last August, and it was a gulling gulch up there. I never saw so many SLSs in one place in my entire life.
Yes, we did bring quite a few of them. It has been SLS AMG frenzy recently, which for our new gullwing is wonderful. The response has been beyond all expectations. I think a lot of people really did, they want to own a piece of modern day history, a car which is arguably the spiritual successor to the 300SL of the 50s and 60s. So I couldn't ask for anything more. We've been very, very careful with how we have produced those cars, and they're super exclusive, and that's one that we know, certainly for our customers, that's one of the key purchase drivers, is exclusivity. Very important for us. And one of the cars that are up in Monterey that you mentioned, they were actually promoting the AMG Driving Academy, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that one of the big announcements from the LA Auto Show for us is that as of 2011, all new AMG products purchased, all new AMG vehicles purchased, will come with a complimentary one-day AMG driving experience, which we have three locations: Laguna Seca, Monterey, Road Atlanta, and Lime Rock Park up in the Northeast.
Wow, that's fantastic news. California, Los Angeles here. This is a very important show for Mercedes-Benz and for AMG. I understand that you guys sell more AMG products here in North America than any other place in the world. And in this particular state, you sell a great number of AMG badge vehicles.
We absolutely do. California, the West Coast in general, is a very, very important region for us. And you're right. The U.S. is, as a market, we are the number one market in the world currently. For most manufacturers, China is accelerating at
amazing
speed. But California is very, very important. In fact, California sells more AMG vehicles per year than most other countries. So if you take some of the smaller European countries, we certainly sell more cars in California than those countries.
Wow. How many different AMG offerings, how many different variants are available for model year 2011?
Model year 2011, we plan to have 13, if you include the SLS AMG model, which is, as you mentioned, is the first AMG designed and developed 100% by us, by the AMG organization. So we have we do have offerings in many of the Mercedes-Benz model lines. We like to apply AMG where it makes sense, and we have some pretty exciting product coming next year for model year 12, which I hope we can talk about Detroit or New York or somewhere like that.
Sounds good to me. Love talking AMG, and can't wait to check out the all-new CLS AMG on display here at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. Is there a special web destination that folks can go to check out the AMG product portfolio, Greg?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you for asking. I mean, there are two different locations, destinations, really. Firstly is our national corporate website. It's mbusa.com, Mercedes-Benz-USA.com. Alternatively, the global website for AMG is Mercedes-AMG.com, where you can find all the information you could ever hope to find about AMG products, our brand, our history, our heritage, and our portfolio.
Greg, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thanks again for making the time for me, Bob.
This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.